Sometimes tales of refugees have a happy ending, or at least a positive next chapter. WAER has been bringing you the stories of Syrian refugees through our series, 6 Degrees of Separation. In this final part, Anjali Alves has the story of an aid worker who heard from someone he met in a refugee camp, news of a child playing soccer, neighbors who wanted a meal of Syrian food, some semblance of a normal home made that aid work a little more worthwhile.
No one leaves home until home is a sweaty voice in your ear saying, "Leave. Run away from me now. I don't know what I've become, but I know that anywhere is safer than here."
I'm quite optimistic. It sounds like an old man talking.
Wael reflected on his journey home after the first mission trip he took. It was back in September, long before the camps were well established. It was chaos and despair. He felt guilty about abandoning the people he had met and the friends he had made by simply being able to get on a plane. Even more ironic, his flight home was from Greece to Germany.
Of all the connecting flights I had was Greece to Germany, and that was the promised land, that was the promised route. It took me 2 hours, while it used to take them 6 days of pain and misery.
He felt emotional returning, but he came home positive, having met others that wanted to help as well, and having met refugees that restored his faith that maybe there could be an end to all this. He tells the story of Sobhai. Sobhai was a man that Wael met on his first trip to Greece, to the island of Lesbos. He was a very well-educated man with a young son, and because of his language skills, he'd been chosen as a leader of a group trying to migrate from Greece to Germany. Sobhai kept on meeting people and picking them up along the way, so he ended up with a crowd of 18 when Wael met him. They kept in contact through the months. Sobhai would call Wael occasionally from different numbers in different countries, and Wael would try and help him out.
I was lucky to meet him. He's such a nice man and a lovely human. And luckily, I had some friends who could help him along the way when he got from Mytilene to Athens. Just someone help him finding a hotel to stay overnight and book a ticket, train ticket for him so he doesn't travel with 18 people trying to speak to Greek people about train ticket. This is before they closed the borders. And then he would call me from time to time with different numbers, or he would disappear for days. And then eventually, he made it to Germany.
That was the last Wael heard from him. He would think about Sobhai and his son from time to time, wonder how they were doing, if they were alive. Until very recently, when he got a voicemail.
And then on Sunday, I got this lovely voice message via WhatsApp from him for 5 minutes, first reminding me of himself, as if I ever forgot him. We talked that afternoon, and he asked me if I accept that he sends me a copy of the local newspaper with an article that he wrote in German, and there's another article about his son. So this guy settled really well in a small village in Bavaria. He started learning German. You know, they give him a bit of money for financial support, but he's been actively trying to improve his German and, you know, trying to study. So he's mastering the language. Within 6 months, he managed to write an article in the paper about his experience. And on the other hand, his son, his eldest son, he's quite a good footballer. So a local academy saw him, spotted him, and they were so happy with him, so they recruited him to start playing for the local area team. So they also put an article about him in the paper. And like I was tearing up, because this is what you want. This is what they wanted as well. They just want that normal life. I'm trying now to tell every person that I still know stuck in the camps in Greece, saying, "This is Sobhai. This is you a few months ago. Don't lose hope, please."
Sobhai was asked by his German neighbors to cook Syrian food for a festival in the area. The food was a huge success. The day before Abdulaziz and I spoke, he learned that his family had officially been accepted into Spain. He'd be leaving the camp finally. He doesn't know exactly when he'll be leaving, but there is an end in sight. Although he will get to leave soon, there are many other people and many other families that will not. For Zainab, the 12-year-old girl we met earlier, all she wants is to continue her education.
So when she was in Echo Camp, she met a volunteer from Germany, and that lady taught her how to count from 1 to 10 in German, and she learned some words.
That's awesome. Can I hear it?
9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's awesome. Shabra. And then she taught the lady how to count from 1 to 10 in Arabic. She's so upset that from the time she left Syria until now that she hasn't been able to study, that she hasn't been going to school. What do you want to do when you grow up? Doctor. Inshallah.
Thank you to everyone who made this piece possible, the Syrian American Medical Society, and all of the wonderful people that I met through that, all of the people that agreed to interview with me, and the brilliant minds at WWFM. Special thanks to Peter Fretwell, Rachel Katz, and Wynn Howard for helping me to make this possible, and to my mom for inspiring me to make this piece. The poem read throughout this piece was Home by Warsan Shire, and the music used was Arthur Rubinstein covering Chopin's Nocturne Opus 72, No. 1 in E minor. This program was produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network.
All of the 6 Degrees of Separation pieces can be heard on our website, waer.org, where you can also see photos of Anjali's experience in the camp in Greece. An hour-long version of all of the segments together can also be heard there. Again, that's our website, waer.org.